Russians go to the polls this Sunday, and Vladimir Putin is expected to win a fourth term as Russia's president. No surprise, he's probably going to win by a landslide. Opinion polls consistently show that most Russians approve of him. But as NPR's Lucy and Kim found out, attitudes towards Putin are changing, even in Russia's conservative heartland.
Take a train 2 hours south of Moscow, and you arrive in Tula, a town famous for the manufacture of weapons and gingerbread. Here I meet Maxim Bakhlin, a young doctor who dreams of turning Russia into a European democracy.
Здравствуйте.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bakhlin is a lanky 23-year-old doing his internship in a village clinic about 20 minutes out of town. He became interested in politics after watching YouTube videos featuring the opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
When Navalny appeared, he immediately drew people's interest. He's young and ambitious, says the right things, and isn't afraid to investigate our corrupt officials. You start thinking, if people start following him, maybe one day Russia will change.
As an opposition supporter, Bakhlin was in a minority at medical school. And now back home in Tula, he says he still feels like an outsider for questioning the way Russia is governed.
Many people just don't ask themselves these kind of questions. They're used to enduring. This Russian patience doesn't have any limits. But I can't tolerate it.
On Tula's central square, you can see a hulking seven-story block of concrete, which is City Hall, a statue of Vladimir Lenin, the founder of the Soviet Union, and a gigantic banner reminding citizens to come out and vote on March 18th. One person they won't be able to vote for is the opposition leader, Alexei Navalny, who was banned from running. Even if he had been a candidate, Sofia Castillo, a 28-year-old English teacher, says he could never replace Vladimir Putin.
Putin's behavior shows us that he is a real leader. He is practically always very quiet, calm, and he can express his opinion very firmly. And what about Navalny? He is always arguing, shouting, and he's like on a medieval fair. He's trying to argue with everyone surrounding him.
Castillo doesn't deny that Russia has its share of problems, but she says Navalny doesn't present a viable alternative to Putin.
Speaking about corruption, well, it existed, it exists, and it will exist. And if Navalny becomes a president, where is the guarantee that there won't be any corruption? There is no guarantee, he can't guarantee this.
Bakhlin, the aspiring doctor, has heard these arguments before, from his own parents who lost their jobs after the collapse of the Soviet Union. They're grateful to Putin for restoring stability and helping them get back on their feet. A supermarket cashier and a driver at the local brewery, Bakhlin's parents put their son through medical school and now are taking their first vacation abroad to the Canary Islands. I ask Bakhlin if they're disappointed in him.
No, not disappointed. They're more skeptical. When I tell my mom about a new corruption investigation, she smiles at her revolutionary son. But my dad really loves getting into verbal battles with me.
Bakhlin says he still hopes to win them over. But on Sunday, when he follows Navalny's call to boycott the election, his parents will support Putin for another 6 years. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Tula.